Welcome back to Sports Interview with Ann Liguori, and it is my pleasure to say hello to Dr. Craig Farnsworth, the putt doctor, longtime sports vision optometrist who turned his passion of sports into golf as he works with top pros and amateurs on putting technique, on sight lines, and getting perception to match reality. Congratulations. I do want to just say that, your top pupil is none other than Masters champion Dustin Johnson. And that is just incredible. Congratulations on that. Well deserved. And I know that none other than our buddy Nick Faddo gave you some good plugs during the Masters coverage.
Thank you, Nick. Yes. He keeps up on stuff I'm doing. They're always asking me questions. And so I think he uses it for help in the broadcast and liven things up a little.
Craig, you talk a little bit about your background. I'd like to our audience to learn a little bit more about you and how you got your start and how you went from, a top optometrist to the putt doctor.
Well, I guess I used my love of sports and my dad as a professional golfer to kind of have a niche into sports via golf. I did a lot of playing in tournaments, local tournaments more than anything, in between examining patients. Started with mentors Bill Lee and Dr. Bill Harrison, the two late great sports vision optometrists. Started studying under them, found I had a niche, and we became a pretty good threesome to go out and around the world and talk about how to train athletes more than just the physical. So we started calling it an eye, mind, body, and developing the visual skills to be better. Actually was developing the brain to be better, and visual awareness, visual accuracy, like visualization accuracy, target localization accuracy, were things that we trained to be better. And, to our surprise, people got actually better than what we thought we gave them. And it became quite a quite an item that went to the Olympics and went to the Armed Forces Commandos, went to Secret Service counter sniper teams, and on just exploded.
So were these actual exercises that these athletes could do to expand their vision potential?
Their visual skills, exactly. The amazing thing is vision is learned for the most part, and anything learned can be enhanced. And so we found that developing visual skills and doing drills and exercises actually lasted longer than if they were doing physical exercises, because that can atrophy pretty quickly, but the visual system constantly is used since, 84% or so of what we take in during the day is visual. So we're kind of using better visual skills, sometimes serendipity or subconsciously. And so it tends to last a lot longer.
So a superstar athlete such as a Michael Jordan or a Wayne Gretzky, what do they have visually that say normal people do not have?
Yeah, Gretzky never tested, but it was interesting to read his comments, the fact that when he was on the ice, things seemed to be in slow motion. He seemed to have all the time in the world to make a pass, to fire at the opening and the goal that the goalie gave him. And we know from visual skills and visual testing that what he was saying is that he saw more frames per second. Like if I threw a baseball to you, if it was really seemed to be slow and you connected well with it, you were using more frames per second. Whereas some people look at it in little jumps. And so the ball seems to be going at them at three times faster and they just can't pick it up. So that's a visual skill that we train to be able to slow down the perception of the pitch or speed. And the same with Dustin, for example, we worked with him on being able to have better visualization accuracy and ability to appreciate distance better. And that was one thing that he turned into his being a great student and jumped on right away and obviously made a big difference.
So you're saying that a good athlete if they work on these exercises and if they're aware of the things that they can do to, you know, increase their vision, yes, could perhaps get to that point of, you know, whatever the vision capacity is that, you know, Michael Jordan displayed on the court. Or, you know, years ago, Ted Williams told me that, you know, he could actually see the seams of a 90 mile an hour fastball coming toward him. I mean, who can right. do that? You have to have some extraordinary gifts vision wise, right? Are you saying that a lot of people could get to that point, or is a lot of that God given?
Well, I'd say that a lot of that is a serendipity thing, but people don't realize that some people, such as the elite, like Ted Williams, actually practiced visual drills before he went out and played baseball in quite a few instances, and he developed something on his own that no one told him about. And we see that with Michael Jordan's, we see that with other people, that they do things that are at a higher level, and they just come up with it. It, you know, it's genius. And no, it's, you know, in some ways, yes, their physical ability is God-given, but their visual skills are developed. And we know that from deprivation studies. If you don't develop visual skills and you lock someone in a closet, for example, God forbid, they're visually a huge, as we say, cripple or visually challenged, because they haven't developed visual skills through working in space and motoring and making decisions through trial and error. So hand-eye becomes eye-hand. And finally, the brain tells the eye where things are and the hand follows. At first, the hand has to tell the eyes. After that, we hope it's developed into eye-hand coordination.
How did you then go from being a sports vision optometrist to golf?
Well, I had some players, actually club pros, come in and tell me they couldn't align themselves to the target in putting. And by the way, alignment's visual, isn't it? And I'm going, well, yeah, of course. And they go, well, then you're an eye doctor. And I'm going, yeah, I've got my smock on. You're in my office. Well, then fix me. I'm going, wow. Yeah, let's go back there to my exam room. Well, gee, they were 20/15 eyesight. They didn't need glasses, maybe for reading as I got a little older. But basically, I had to come up with some things, because here's someone that didn't need glasses but couldn't align visually. And so that prompted me to start doing some research. As the late, great Paul Runyon said to me once, doctor, yes, I suggest you use some of your visual skill development on yourself. Wow. All right. Because I was so into mechanics and golf because of my dad that I just forgot to bring what I knew in other sports to golf. And that, of course, became a lot easier transition once I was challenged by some club pros to help them. And so I started coming up with ideas, and then that came out with the first book on vision and golf called See It and Sink It, where we introduced, after about 7 or 8 years of working with Cherry Hills members to improve their putting through a variety of means, but one of them was drawing a line on the golf ball, and that's what we came up with, and has become pretty much an iconic situation for amateurs and pros. I think 84 or 85% the last study showed that they use a line most or all of the time for their putting.
Right. So you were the first to write about drawing a line on the golf ball. And everybody yes. does that.
Well, a lot of players do that.
Yeah.
Dustin wasn't, but he is now.
So, yeah. So I just think it's fascinating that, you know, Dustin has become so improved on the greens, and that you personally worked with him in June. Talk about how you first connected with Dustin Johnson.
Yes. Through a mutual friend, Lawrence Field, had a friend of his, David Winkle, come to the desert. David wanted to be a better putter. And before they went out and played, Lawrence suggested that David go see me. So after our session, David played the next day and was kind to tell me that he had never putted better. He could not believe the difference in such a short time. And by the way, as I'm on a plane here, I'm talking to my number one, shall we say, he was an agent, so right. One of his clients named Dustin mm-hmm. Johnson, and Dustin would be interested in you working with him. And I, so David Winkle of Hamrick Sports connected me with David and with Dustin. And the next thing I knew, I was flying out to the Bears Club in West Palm Beach, and off we went.
And what kind of student is Dustin Johnson?
Well, he's everybody's dream at being an instructor. He's number one, a great listener, and that's the number one quality of an elite player, is at least he listens and tries and experiments with. And, I say this all the time, Ann, that most of the instruction we give to players of Dustin's ability, they end up making the instruction better than it was. They own it themselves, and they take their natural talent, physical sure. and mental, and he is a mental giant when it comes to a lot of things, from not only his math skills, but his golfing skills. It's unbelievable how quick he picks up things and does little twerks and things that that make it his own and mm-hmm. impressive. You just sit back and are in awe.
Wow. And so what exactly did you improve with Dustin Johnson's putting?
Well, we found out that, number one, his perception needed to be better. So we worked with him on especially getting over to the side between the ball and the cup and parallel to the target line and starting to appreciate what we call the Y and Z axis of how far really is this when we track our eyes down it versus just eyeball from behind the ball to look at the cup, and also how much uphill downhill is it. So what are you really fighting in terms of gravity before you putt? We also found that his aim or alignment was not good. Now, whether that was because of his tendency for pulling putts, or whether that was why he pulled putts. So we ended up recommending the line on the ball and how to train that to be accurate with the alignment. And then getting over the ball, being able to see the line correctly was important for him to know where his eyes needed to be. So that and two other things. One was getting his forearms parallel, which he came up with a little drill to bend a little more of his right arm because it was a little too high. And that got him to be open with his arms and was easier to pull putts that way, unfortunately. And then recommending he use AJ, his brother, for reading, because AJ tended to read better or read more break, and Dustin tended to underread, and that were his misses. So it was pretty easy to say, I think we need to get AJ better ear to AJ than what you've been doing, and you can go through your routine, but I'd be trusting AJ's read because he's darn good at using aim point.
Was AJ part of the lesson as well?
He was part of the latter part of the lesson of that day. And we ended up getting chased off the golf course because of lightning. So we went to Joey D's studio, workout guru, and started working with Dustin inside a little bit. And then AJ, after Dustin had to leave to go get his driver's license renewed. it was an interesting day.
I'm telling you, my goodness. Yeah, DJ kind of, as you said, made it his own. Applied the information that you conveyed to him to his own style, because let's face it, every player has his or her own style of putting. Yes. And it's obviously worked. What a season DJ has had, and culminating in the being a Masters champion. And you must feel so proud, Craig.
Yeah, very, very blessed. I think the $20 million he made off of four tournaments alone was probably worth his time with me. I don't know.
I hope you got a big percentage of that.
Yeah, all right.
So now you're at the Palms, gorgeous course in the desert in California, and you said Mike Weir is coming in from Canada, and you have a variety of pros now that have connected with you, obviously seeing the success that Dustin Johnson has had. Talk about how Dustin's win at Augusta may have impacted you in a positive way.
Well, I think his improvement in putting is noted by Brandel Chamblee and on Golf Central, and then also with Sir Nick Faldo. And so I think players hear that. We've happened to have a huge Asian contingency that comes to see me. And I think some of that was because of our success with other of their friends, but also that publicity doesn't hurt. We work with Hideki Matsuyama last year around the 1st of June as well. So we have had some good connection in that scenario. And way back when, we were working with Y.E. Yang before he moved to Dallas, and we had some good success, and he was happy to credit us in his win against Tiger's seven-match winning streak. And winning the PGA was a lot to do with his new setup and putting. So it overall has been a good little few years, a couple of years.
Sure. Well, continued success, Dr. Craig Farnsworth. Really, congratulations on all the fine work you've been doing with Masters champion Dustin Johnson. And I look forward to working with you in the future.
Honored to be with you, Ann. Thanks, Ann.